Stelling poll, President Trump is still right, and BBC wrong, on Paris Climate Agreement. By James Stelling poll on October 26, 2020. Definitely one of President Trump's greatest achievements in his first term was his withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. His enemies in the vast, corrupt and all-consuming climate industrial complex have never forgiven him for this. And that includes the BBC, which has published a typically misleading commentary in a hit job piece titled U.S. Election 2020, How Trump Has Changed the World. Here's what the BBC claims. It's hard to pin down what President Trump believes about climate change, as he's called it everything from an expensive hoax to a serious subject that is very important to me. What is clear is that 6 months into the job, he dismayed scientists by announcing America's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, which committed nearly 200 countries to keeping global temperature rises well under 2°C. This is so wrong that if the BBC were a conservative organization, it would right now be being besieged by fact-checkers from Soros-funded attack dog institutions trying to get it closed it down. But because it's left-wing, it gets a free pass to spew its nonsense. As Paul Homewood notes, the Paris Climate Agreement did not commit nearly 200 countries to keeping global temperature rises well under 2°C. Even if those 200 countries had it within their power to change climate, unlikely if not impossible, the Paris Climate Agreement expressly acknowledged that their agreed emissions cuts would not be nearly enough to keep temperature rises well under 2°C. Homewood. The agreement specifically tells us this is not the case. What's more, says Homewood, the agreement gives express permission for developing countries to duck out of their commitments if they feel they might get in the way of their economic growth. Among the developing countries, at least according to the Paris Accord definition, are India and the world's biggest industrial CO2 producer, China. So the United States, at the behest of the United Nations, was being asked to hamstring its economy with commitments to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, while its global rivals were to be given carte blanche to carry on as they liked. President Trump is a dealmaker. He knows a bad deal when he sees one. That is why he expended so much political capital pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, because it was bad for the consumer, bad for business, bad for the U.S. It was the right thing to do, and he deserves credit for it.